Oh, what a fantastic anointing. Praise God. Thank goodness. Okay, let's do a USP again. So repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness,
of all unrighteousness,
according to 1 John 1 9.
according to 1 John 1 9.
Wow. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for everybody who's here tonight or going to watch in the future, and we bless them right now. Lord, everybody has desires of their hearts. You promised to meet all the desires of our hearts. We thank you, Lord, everybody gets the desires of their hearts met. As we go through this program again tonight, that go deeper, find out any self-unforgiveness they're dealing with, getting completely out of their systems once and for all, so they can receive all the benefits and blessings that you have for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, tonight we're going to do a continuation as we're doing a series on forgive yourself. So we do have an outline now that we can provide you. It will be up on the website for last Sunday and also for tonight. It'll be the same outline because we're gonna use it to delve deeper into some of these areas. Okay, so I'm going to put that up on the screen. Okay, so just give me a minute here. Let me start from the beginning.
Okay, so we've discussed this being in faith, faithful authentication, indisputably truthful in heaven,
Factual.
factual. Thank you. If it says the word of God, that's what we believe. Okay, fear, false evidence appearing real. I don't care what the doctor's report says. I don't care what your checkbook says or the bills say. The answer is the word of God. Okay.
Amen. And we're just going to zip through some of these topics to get to where we want to be. So you can listen to last Sunday's teaching on the first part of part three so that you could get more detailed teaching on this, which would be very beneficial to you, okay?
Okay, so let her see. Which voice are you hearing? The Holy Spirit's voice or the devil's imitator voice? We must be your voice, the Holy Spirit's voice, or the devil's imitator voice. You must be clear that you're listening for the Holy Spirit's voice, especially when coming to these challenging end times. As we talked about, there's a company that's got a AI robot for a CEO right now. Things are happening fast in this world. And it's the Holy Spirit who's going to lead us and guide us. Okay. So Matthew 6, 14, 15. If you're given the trespass, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. Do not forgive the trespasses, neither Father forgive your trespasses. That includes forgiving yourself. We must remember to forgive ourselves. Okay. And number two, operating faith, partnering with the Holy Spirit and obeying His voice. We obey with the Holy Spirit, you need to forgive yourself. If you have any self-condemnation, you have any challenges, you're listening to the devil. The devil's telling you that what you did was bad. The Holy Spirit says your mistake is in the sea of forgetfulness. So forget about it. Okay. Number three, operating fear is partnering with the demon of fear and obeying his voice, which convinces the person to commit sin of assumption, deceived by false evidence appearing real. You must recognize when the deceiver tells you lies. Like you should have, would have, or could have done things differently, and brings guilt, condemnation, or shame because of past mistakes. Once again, they're gone. You repented of them. Okay. James 1, 13 to 15. Let no one say he is tempted. I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. Okay. God is not tempting you. Okay. God is not teaching anybody a lesson by having them be sick. One person said that God's teaching me a lesson. Then I can't pray for you. If God's teaching you a lesson, I'm going to stop God's lesson for you. The truth is, that's a lie of the devil. Okay. A, don't give in temptation. To give in a self unforgiveness will lead to desire of wanting to be a perfectionist. Okay. Jesus is the perfect one. We are not. We live in an age of grace. We still live in that age of grace. Okay. The devil tried to bring us into depression, discouragement, and depression again. The devil's job is to steal, kill, and destroy and bring death. Okay. Whatever's dark, depressed, that's the devil doing something to you. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Okay. God loves you the way you are. He'll help you become more like Jesus. He knows and understands we're all a work of progress. God will give you life more abundantly. Okay. Having seen a failure does not make you a failure. We've all blown it. That just means we made a mistake. Okay. You get a do-over by God. Okay. Thank God we get do-overs by God. Okay? D, forgive yourself. The parable of the sower teaches you sow good seed to reap good. The good seed of the children of the kingdom, the tares of the children of the wicked one. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. So if you've forgiven everybody else, you're also forgiven. Receive your forgiveness. Forgive others. Your Heavenly Father in heaven may forgive you. Includes forgiving yourself. If you do not forgive yourself, then your Father in heaven will not forgive you. Do not sow unforgiveness. You will not reap unforgiveness. Okay. Here you do, E, please.
Okay. The consequences of unforgiveness. Sin hinders prayer, and people don't realize that. And so if we don't know there's a sin, then when we're praying for something and we say, how come it's not working? It's because there was a sin blocking it. That's why it's so important that you do your unaware sins prayer more frequently. Prayers are not answered if your heart condemns you. So if someone has a heart that's condemning them, that means that they're not feeling that they are purified to come to God, and they have some kind of guilt that they need to get rid of, which is a sin. So even if you're not sure why you feel guilty, if you feel that way, or you feel like some kind of self-condemnation, then when you identify that, go ahead and repent of it. Number three, with iniquity in your heart, God will not hear your prayers. So that just confirms what we've been saying. And number four, if your heart condemns you, your prayers are not answers. That's another confirmation. Unforgiveness brings tormentors. So if people have insomnia challenges, the first thing you need to check is there some kind of unforgiveness against others or yourself? And tormentors can bring sickness. They could bring headaches. They could bring pain. They could bring anxiety, panic, as well. Anything that you feel that is causing you to challenge to be suffering is a torment. So check with the Holy Spirit, what other unforgiveness am I not aware of? And he will usually bring it to light. But it may not be immediate, but keep pursuing the Holy Spirit for the answer. What I usually like to do is to confess my sins or do an unaware sins prayer. Get into worship. Worship God for a good long while, so the anointing is very strong. Then I ask the Holy Spirit, could you show me what sins that I'm not aware of that is causing this challenge? And I'll just praise and worship, and then I'll start praying in tongues, and then I'll just be quiet. And then after that, the Holy Spirit will show me. Why? Because as we're praying in tongues, we're praying God's language. And when we don't know what to pray for, the Holy Spirit will use us to pray in God's language, that he gave us a heavenly language to pray to him, so that we're praying the right things to him and asking the right questions in that heavenly language. And we don't want the devil to hear our prayers, because sometimes the devil will try to make sure to sabotage those prayers. So it's a secret language. And that way, the Holy Spirit will be praying out the correct prayers And then we just stay quiet before the Lord and listen. And when we listen, that is when the Holy Spirit usually will speak to our thoughts, give us a picture or a video in our mind, or we'll have a great, great sensing, but usually don't go by feelings. You need to have the Holy Spirit start speaking to your thoughts and ask Him to. So now unforgiveness can result in being kicked out of the church and away from God's protective covering into the devil's realm. That's someone who refuses to walk in forgiveness and has done something wrong, or someone has done something wrong to that person and they will not forgive. And God does not want that person in the church to be the rotten apples to spoil the bunch. Unforgiveness can also cause the person to be turned over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh. So some people die because they're in unforgiveness. Okay. And we don't want that happening to any of you. So we want to just keep working on not just forgiving others, but forgiving ourselves, which a lot of people don't identify. What is self-unforgiveness? And that's why you don't realize that you might still have some challenges there. And that's what we're going to delve into tonight.
Okay, as we all know, we see our being confess our known sins, and God forgives us of all of our sins. Okay, forgiveness restores our relationship. If your brother sins against you, go and rebuke him in private. If he listens to you, you have won your brother. Okay, forgive as many as 70 times 7. I said on Sunday that's 70 to the seventh power. I looked that up today. That's 8 zillion and change. Okay. And that's every day. So 8 zillion times you have to forgive somebody who's offended you. Okay. When forgiven, you must then forgive others from your heart. Forgiveness is a prerequisite to healing. Okay. Many people have challenges because they won't forgive. If they're not forgiving, they're blocking their healing. Okay. Receiving forgiveness gets you healed, like when Jesus forgave the paralytic of his sins. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you.
Okay, so we think it's really important to identify some more sins tonight. Okay, so we're going to stop the share here. We're going to invite everybody to unmute themselves. And if you do have a comment, do us a favor and mute yourself back so that we could hear the next person. So you should be able to unmute yourselves. So here are some things that we've identified that are self-unforgiveness that you may want to take notes. You have paper and pen. And then we're going to ask you if there's any other things that you think are self-unforgiveness. Are there any areas that I'm going to name that you think you might need to forgive yourself for that you didn't realize you needed to? Okay. And as I'm speaking, I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to help you identify with things that I may not be saying, but that you need to know for yourself because the Holy Spirit will show you. Okay. So, other self-unforgiveness sins, any regrets, and you might need to name them specifically. Someone might have seven regrets. Do you have any guilt? So even if you don't have these, write them down, and then anytime you see it happen in your life, you'll have the list. Does that make sense? To identify. Okay. Any shame? Shame or embarrassment? Okay, so part of the regrets, guilt, and shame all work together when someone beats themselves up. You know, like you kick yourself for having a mistake that you made, or you say, I sh woulda, shoulda, coulda done something. So that's another sin of not forgiving yourself, self-unforgiveness. Okay, how about perfectionism? Because God wants us to be perfect in Him, like perfect love. But He doesn't require perfectionism, that every single thing has to be exactly in a specific way, or He won't love you, or you won't be accepted. That's, He loves you the way you are, whether or not you do something perfectly right or not. Okay. All right. So continually being reminded of faults. If you keep getting thoughts in your mind of something that you did wrong, that's a sin. That means you haven't forgiven yourself. Because if God's not remembering it anymore, why does that keep coming back to your remembrance? So, continuation of thoughts to your mind of a past event that you repented of is considered self-unforgiveness. Okay. So, these will not be on the outline that will be posted, but it's important to write these down. So, another self-unforgiveness thing that we're trying to help you identify if this might happen to you is, do you think that you are a failure? Remember, failing is different than being a failure. Because failing means that we need to study that subject more. Doesn't make you a failure. God wants us to learn more, grow more. We are all human, and doesn't mean that we can't learn more and do better. When the devil tries to make someone feel like they're a failure, it means that that person doesn't think that they could have victory or overcome anything. Isn't that the opposite of what the Bible says? Because God says you're an overcomer. That's why we have this Overcomers Club. God says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Therefore, if the devil tries to get us to think that we're a failure, that means that that's a defeat of the enemy over that Christian and believing that lie. So that's a form of not forgiving yourself for that failure. Okay. If God forgave us because we asked for forgiveness, why can't we forgive ourselves then? Okay. Let's see what's next, because you had a what? Oh, if you're upset at yourself that you didn't follow through on something, or you didn't complete something you knew you should have done, that's also self-unforgiveness.
Yeah, opposing yourself. A lot of people do self-sabotage things. For example, they're trying to lose weight on a diet, and they go to a restaurant that serves nothing but pastries. That's self-sabotage.
It's my birthday.
Well,
They're taking a diet break.
that's allowed, but if it's on the diet program, not that day,
Okay.
Okay.
Right. What are other things that people oppose themselves? They forget to set their alarm when they have an appointment the next day. How about being late for work, regardless of the reason? There is no excuse to be late for work. They don't realize that's opposing themselves and that's a sin. Okay. What is that one? I'm trying to read my husband's writing.
We were speaking so fast. Impatience.
Oh, impatience. I have to interpret tongues that my husband writes sometimes. So, all right, impatience and not doing something right
First time.
the first time because they're too impatient and want to hurry up and get it done. And what results is they have to take more time to clean up the mistakes that were made because it wasn't done right the first time.
The same thing over and over again.
All right, so Wanting better results, but still doing the same bad habits over and over. That's self-unforgiveness.
Not prioritizing.
Not prioritizing, and making a resolution. So when they make the same mistake, they didn't have a faith action plan of how to fix the mistake and not make it again. It just keeps happening again. Have any of you guys ever missed an exit on the freeway and you only did it one time? You missed one time. The next time you always find the right exit, but your wife never lets you forget it. Okay, that might not be you, but that used to be me. I had to repent of that.
I have no idea what you're talking about
He's like, okay, I fixed that mistake. And so I had to repent of
here. In fairness, though, I was driving into the sunlight and you couldn't read
that. Was true.
the sign, so you know.
Okay. So what's this one?
Calling yourself names.
Oh.
Yeah, people call themselves stupid or, so forth or whatever.
Yeah, especially if someone said, I can never be successful, or people told me I just better quit while I'm ahead, or I don't deserve that. That's all self-unforgiveness. Okay. So if that identifies with anything, or you forgave yourself with prayer, but you keep crying about it because it still hurts in your heart, that's only half forgiveness. Because true forgiveness is, it's as if it never happened. And you remember it no more. So that's a big clue. It's as if it never happened and you remember that sin no more. So that might be a big clue for you there. Okay. Anybody else want to add to that list of things that you think might be self-unforgiveness that we need to watch and be aware of? That the devil's really sneaky. One big one is unworthiness. You want to talk about that one?
Well, in a minute, I'll go back to something else.
Okay.
We talk about failure, and just because something doesn't work out right once doesn't mean somebody is a failure. I use a weightlifting example here. When I go to lift weights, I'm trying to push my max. If I don't do it the first time or second time or third time, it doesn't matter. As long as I eventually get that weight up, I've done the job. I may have taken more time to do it than I would like to, but it's not a failure just because it didn't work this time, I like to cook, so I try different recipes. Sometimes the first time I do them, they don't come out perfect. So it takes a few times to get, it doesn't mean I'm a failure to cook. I need to work and progress more on it, And the devil's real big at telling people that they're not worthy, that you don't deserve it. And the truth is, Jesus Christ said you deserve it. He said when he died on the cross that you were worth him going to the cross. Now, many people, unfortunately, like to hold on to their pain. I don't know why. It's obviously demonic, but when they do, it only causes internal problems. Now, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. So, forgiving yourself is a gift you give yourself squared. It's so important to let those bad feelings go out. And it may be a challenge to do, but we need to keep working at it. If you have problems, give us a call. We'll pray with you to help get rid of anything that's really stuck in your craw that you are having a real challenge getting rid of. Okay? Because it doesn't matter. Jesus forgave them all. We must all go forward today guilt-free. And guilt-free means the devil doesn't have a hook that he can pull you back down with. And that's what he's looking at. Oh my goodness, you made that mistake when you were 19 years old. Okay, yes, I did. So I'm forgiven by it. I can cut that line. That hook doesn't pull me down anymore. Okay. Karen?
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a very important point to make, that just because we're not there yet doesn't mean that we are a failure. And I think we need to get out of the failure mentality and look at it as, oh, I'm still working at it. And I'm not quite there yet, but I'm practicing. Do you see the difference? It changes the whole mindset. So it's, you can make it. Just keep working at it. And God will help you to get better and better and better. Amen.
Amen.
Who knows the only way you fail? There's only one way to fail. Who can tell me what it is?
Not doing it.
Give up.
Quitting. Exactly.
Yes,
Doing
give
anything,
up.
give up. Yeah. Okay. I gave this analogy to Shannon because she's a big Charger fan. Okay. Here's the concept for you. There is no 2-minute warning. There is no fourth down, turn the ball over. You get the ball, you get to keep playing until you score and win the game. Baseball, there's no striking out. You keep getting up at bat until you hit the home run and win the game. I don't care what it is you're doing. There is no time limit. There is no exit. There's no problem. You keep working at it until you get the victory over whatever challenge is facing you. That's the way God set it up for you. That's the advantage you have. So if the devil says, well, you know what? You're in your 60s and you're not a millionaire yet, it doesn't matter. Because you know what? My God says he supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus, and I'll have a life of abundance. Okay? If he says, well, you know, you're 60 years old and you're still 40 pounds overweight, doesn't matter. I lost 10 pounds 2 weeks ago. I'm on the way down. I'll get there. Because I haven't made it yet doesn't mean I'm a failure. Okay. Any questions, comments? Please feel free.
Has this helped you?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and can you
Yeah.
elaborate in what way it's been helpful to you?
Well, like in some ways, like when people hold on to like shame and frustration or whatever, it's a form of self-punishment, probably.
Yes, you're exactly right. So you guys might want to write that down. Shame could be a form of self-punishment. Thank you for sharing that, Deborah. Anybody else want to share? Andrew?
Yeah, I think some of the items that you mentioned about wanting to get certain things done and then not getting them, that was just me over and over again at so many times. So yeah, definitely a challenge. And I think that was mainly the one. There might have been another, but I'm not remembering at this time. And I also came in to this session pretty late.
Good thing that there's a video you can go back and look at
Right.
it, but at least that's a big major one that the Holy Spirit showed you.
Yeah.
Good, very good. Peter, did you want to share something?
Well, specifically, there are a number of things I look at. For the most part, I don't feel like I have problems, and maybe that's false pride. But doesn't hurt to go over each of these things and self-examine.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I mean, you may not have any self-unforgiveness challenges, but it's always a good thing to go back and self-examine or be aware that if ever comes up that you realize it'll be a sin that you'll need to confess. Make sense? Or be able to minister to someone else that you may be able to recognize it in them that you didn't realize that was self-unforgiveness. They need to forgive themselves. Denise, did you want to share something?
Yeah, mine that you brought up was impatience. And it was something that I really had to deal with my recent health challenge. I really grappled with a lot of
unforgiveness because I wanted something and it didn't happen in the timeline that I wanted it. And I kept forgetting that, and I had to keep reminding myself that it's not my timing, it's God's timing. So that's my biggest challenge is impatience and learning to wait on God.
That's a very good point. Very good point.
Remember the story of Joseph in Egypt now. You know, thrown into slavery, then into prison. He had to wait for his opportunity to really develop itself. And it came when God wanted to come for him. So that's a very good point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so thanks for being so vulnerable, you guys. I think it helps other people when you are sharing about what you're going through, that it might make them feel supported that they're not the only ones going through it, you know?
And by the way, this is safe harbor here. Whatever you say is confidential. And
well, we're being recorded, though. So, I mean, in that sense that we're asking people not to go spread it out to your friends, but even though other people need to come and listen to this teaching, that will maintain each other's confidentiality. Mm-hmm. Agreed?
Okay. Agreed.
All right.
Yes.
So now let's do a forgiveness prayer. You're not supposed to repent of a sin if you didn't commit it, because that will tell the demons that you think that when you did confess it the first time, that you didn't believe that you were forgiven. So you only repent when you have committed a sin. But you can ask the Holy Spirit to show you, are there any sins of self-unforgiveness? And if you don't know of them, you can do your unaware sins prayer. That will protect you. Isn't that a great thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's very comforting to me. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you have already confessed these sins, don't confess them again unless you've done it again and hadn't confessed again. If you confess a sin, you commit the sin again, you have to confess again because it was a fresh commitment. Fresh sin. Mm-hmm. It was a recent. Is that a word? Deborah's probably laughing.
Yeah.
Our English
more
editor.
Than worse, I guess,
our English instructor. Anyway, so... But let's spend some time. I want to pray in tongues for a couple minutes, and then we're just going to be quiet. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit ahead of time to show us, each of us privately, show me, show you privately, is there any self-unforgiveness that we didn't know about that we do need to confess, and then we're going to do a forgiveness prayer that applies to those of you that need to repent again. Okay. Shakarami arara shantara bashantara koriana maha santara porra maha sekiri kareli porra maha santara porra maha santara maha santara porra Okay, so now everyone say with me, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware
of any sins.
Since the last time I confessed.
Since the last time I confessed.
And in the name of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness. According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
And Holy Spirit.
and Holy Spirit.
If there are any sins,
if there are any sins
of self-unforgiveness, that I was not aware of,
that
I need to confess,
that I need to confess.
Could you please let me know it?
Please let me know it.
And reveal it to me.
And reveal it to me.
And open the eyes of my understanding. And flood it with light. With that revelation.
Of what it is in Jesus' name.
Now just be quiet. Close your eyes. Let's not speak or pray in tongues. I recommend raising your hands to heaven to receive that anointing. And we're just going to wait and listen to the Holy Spirit. And if you get anything, I would write it down so that you could track it later. Okay, so those of you that got something, then repeat this prayer with me. And if later on tonight or another day, the Lord shows you, then just do a forgiveness prayer for yourself. Okay, so follow with me. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I forgive myself of the following sin. And just repeat what that is, or if you have multiple, repeat all of them. Let's keep going. And in the name of Jesus, I forgive myself from my heart of the sins I just mentioned. And I bless myself to not do those sins anymore with the help of the Holy Spirit. And I receive forgiveness for those sins in Jesus' name. And now you're going to affirm, I love myself with the love of the Lord. I love myself with the love of the Lord. I can see in me the glory of my King. And I love myself with the love of the Lord. Amen. There's some of you that is a big weight just got lifted off of you. Huge weight. Praise the Lord. Can anyone show me with your hands if you felt like you got released from something big tonight? Hallelujah. Any golden hands? Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There's a very strong anointing right now. Everyone raise your hands and it's breaking every yoke of bondage of self-unforgiveness right now. Every blockage that Satan tried to stop you from receiving your blessings is gone. Gone in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for release. They're loosed from infirmities, loosed from tormentors, loosed from unforgiveness, loosed from fear. And the perfect love of God that's inside of each person is casting out all fear in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that now the perfect love of God is growing stronger and stronger, that's already inside of them, that they're loving themselves. They're loving themselves. Each of us are loving ourselves more and more and more like God loves us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Receiving the, for the first time, the complete forgiveness from God without condemnation or guilt, and all negative memories are being eradicated now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Freedom. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's see. Susan's going to do communion right now. And who was the other person that was supposed to do communion? It was instead of Annie, Susan's going to do it tonight. And who else was going to do communion? Can you refresh my memory? We usually write it down.
Maria.
Oh, thanks, Maria. Okay, right. So Susan, you want to go first and then Maria afterwards?
Oh, okay. You want me to do the body? Okay. We should do a USP.
Yes.
Yes, please. Can you speak a little louder, Susan? Would you mind?
Oh. Okay. Is that better?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So let's do a USP. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. For cleansing me of all unrighteousness.
All unrighteousness.
According to the first John. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that on the same night in which you were betrayed, you took bread. And when you had given thanks, you broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you said in John 6, I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. When I eat your body, I eat your flesh. When I eat your flesh, I eat the living bread, and I declare that I shall never die. In the name of Jesus, we now receive this precious body of Jesus broken for us, and we declare that we have been healed, restored, and rejuvenated, and we shall never die. We shall be alive and remain until we are raptured and caught up with you in the clouds and be with you forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise your name. Thank you, Lord. And we believe and we receive your body, your flesh, which is the bread of life and our healing now. Thank you, Lord.
We agree and we receive in Jesus' name. Thank you, Susan. That was great. Maria? Let's see.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. In the same manner, on the night he would betray Lord Jesus, he took the cup and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And yes, Lord, we remember the price you paid that we can never repay. Thank you so much for saving us, for loving us before we loved you. Thank you for this cup of blessing, this cup of life. For you said life is in the blood, this precious blood that was shed at the cross. Without it, we wouldn't even be here. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the sacrifice. We honor you, we praise you, we love you. So we take this cup into ourselves right now, the blood of Jesus, to make us whole in Jesus' name. Let's partake now.
We agree and receive for reading healed by stripes of Jesus. Thank you, Maria. That was really great.
Thank you both very much.
Appreciate that level of communion.
Pastor Karen, I just wanted to say that anointing was so, so strong. My hands were shaking. It was beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. God is good. We give all the glory to God. Thanks for sharing that.
Yes.
Amen. I really feel that there was a lot of breakthrough for you guys. A lot of breakthrough. And I believe that you'll be able to minister this to some of your loved ones. Amen. Okay. Who would like to do communion for next week? Two volunteers. Is Pastor James going to volunteer you?
I guess we should do ourselves doing that for a while. We do ourselves for James.
Okay.
We'll do communion next week.
We'll do communion.
You'll be a sigh of relief now.
No, I love when you guys do communion. It's very special.
I think it's sigh of relief.
Okay. Wonderful. And okay, so we do have after service prayer. It is private. We will not record it. So those of you that you want to stay on afterwards, you could do after service prayer. Okay.